leader. Participation in parliamentary polls ensures Iran's peace and progress. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, in a meeting with people from all walks of life on 5th of February, emphasized the importance of elections that are regularly held in Iran and said the people's participation in the 11th parliamentary elections to be held on Friday, 21st of February, ensures the country's peace and progress. Stay with us for the first of a three-part program in which we have divided the leader's speech for the convenience of our listeners. Ayatollah Khamenei thanked Allah the Almighty for his favors and saluted the Master of Divine Messengers, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. He praised the Holy Prophet's immaculate household, the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, and greeted the Lord of the Age, Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance for establishment of a global government of peace, prosperity and justice. He welcomed the large gathering of men and women, saying, "You have enlightened our meeting with your spirituality and your purity. In particular, I would like to mention those who are here from distant cities. I also wish to thank the dear teenagers who sang a very good and artistic song. I thank the Honorable Qari, or reciter of the Holy Quran, for his exquisite recitation." The leader praised as unique the 10-day dawn celebrations that is celebrated every year in Iran from 1st to 10th of February as anniversary of the crucial days culminating in the victory of the Islamic Revolution on 11th of February under the astute leadership of Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul. The leader called it manifestation of national power and national resolve. But why? Because it was during this period in 1979 that the Iranian people, with their presence on the scene and firm determination, succeeded in overthrowing the decadent and corrupt monarchy, which had lasted several thousand years. For thousands of years, this country used to be run in a way that the people did not have any role in the running of the country's affairs. Even in the early Islamic era, despite the fact that Islam is the manifestation of mercy, the rulers used to behave in a harsh and dictatorial manner. The people did not have any role in the management of the country. For 1,000 years, the country used to be run like that. Things had become even worse in the last era before the revolution, during the British-installed and American-backed Pahlavi regime, and a little before that, during the Qajar dynasty. In those days, not only the people did not have any role in the running of the country, but they also used to be trampled upon. The country's resources of wealth were looted for the pockets of foreigners. Corruption had engulfed the whole of the government. Under the leadership of our magnanimous Imam Khomeini, the role of such a leader is one that cannot be compared with any other leader throughout our long history. And in my opinion, it is unique in the entire world. The Iranian people exercised their willpower and made decisions. They were not intimidated by bullets and by the shallow power of the Pahlavi regime, and they poured into the streets. They destroyed that structure, replacing it with popular religious rule until Iran turned into a true democracy. The leader said, "But what does democracy mean? It means that since the beginning, the system was formulated through the votes of the people. It was they who determined who should prepare the constitution, in other words, the assembly of experts on the constitution. After the candidates elected by the people prepared the constitution itself was put for nationwide referendum to a vote by the people. In the same fashion, the legislative and executive branches of the government, various councils, the leadership itself, and the assembly of experts who select the leader are chosen by the people. This means that everything is referred to the votes of the people. This way of running the country is what defines a democratic government. So this 10-day dawn celebration is not comparable to any other period of the year for us. It is a manifestation of Iran's national determination. Of course, the Islamic government is a popular government, but it is not only characterized by that. Our government is based on faith, religion, and Islamic rights. It is Islamic as it builds individuals like Martyr Qasem Soleimani. It is Islamic as it encourages families to send their young men and their flesh and blood to the front lines for the holy defense in order to engage in jihad in the way of Allah, whilst families feel proud of this. In which part of the world can you find a mother who loses 3-4 brave sons, but who feels proud and who has no complaints to anyone? There are not any examples like this in any part of the world. We have read and heard about the conditions of other countries. They too have had certain wars and certain casualties, but their condition is not comparable to what has happened in this country. This originates from our faith. The leader added, "Notice that 7 or 8 months ago, in the early part of this year, they engaged in making an analysis and doing a study about Top General Qasem Soleimani in American intellectual centers. They published part of this report and it became available to us as well. They have cited some of his qualities. For example, they said that he was a big obstacle in the way of US goals. Amongst the characteristics that they mention, for instance, they say that he was a brave risk taker and other such qualities. They cited his commitment and his faith. His commitment was one of the qualities. It's like that, when pious personalities merge faith with good deeds, and when they engage in a jihadi move, the outcome will be a personality like him who is admired by big powers and even by his enemies." Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei added, "Today I want to discuss two issues. One is about the presence of people, as we have two tests ahead of us. One is the 11th of February rallies and marches, and another is the election on 21st of February. Another issue is about Palestine, on which I wish to speak a little. Of course, it is clear what our position is, but I want to emphasize it once again. As for the 11th of February rallies and marches, well, our people really showed their determination. That our people poured onto the streets in 40 winters in cold weather, under heavy snow and in freezing weather, and doing so in different cities, actually all over the country, to celebrate the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution and to gather in such large numbers and show their presence to the enemy is not a trivial matter. You should take a look at other countries' national celebrations. Some 40 people stand there to review the march past. Popular presence with such a multitude of people happening 40 years continuously, despite all the sabotage activities of the enemies, have done every year is totally unprecedented anywhere in the world. Of course, I'm too small to thank the Iranian nation, but one should really thank the dear Iranian nation with one's heart and soul. This year, the 11th of February anniversary coincides with the traditional 40th day of our dear martyr, General Qasem Soleimani, and the people are specially motivated. By Allah's favour, the enemies see with their own eyes the great participation of the people in different squares and on the streets. I cannot say much more about it. By Allah's grace, our people will deliver a harsh blow to the enemies of Islam. As for the elections, dear brothers, elections are an opportunity for our country and our nation, and it is considered a threat for our enemies. Elections should not be underrated. We should not underplay the fact that some people say whatever they want about elections, discouraging the people with their words. Elections are an opportunity for our country. First of all, if it is held in an enthusiastic way and if people go to the ballot boxes, this will ensure the security of the country. But why? Because the enemies who threaten the country and the nation are more afraid of popular support than our armed forces. Although they are afraid of our missiles, they are more intimidated by the masses of Islamic Republic of Iran's people pouring onto the streets. Presence in elections indicates the people's support for the government. This is why elections are important. The leader added, "Secondly, they indicate the determination and the power of the Iranian nation. Well, there are certain problems in the country and they themselves are aware of them. Their sanctions, as well as some negligence on our part, have brought about certain problems for the people and they have some complaints. However, because elections, the reputation of the system and the security of the country are at stake, they show their presence in the arena. This shows national determination, national power and national insight. Another point is that elections solve many of our international problems. The judgment of international spectators about countries and their outlook towards them depends very much on these things. They look at parliaments in different countries, if they have any, and the heads of countries to see how and with what level of participation those officials are elected. These issues are very important. Besides, presidential and parliamentary elections are an opportunity for the arrival of new thought and new methods in the cycle of decision-making and decision-building. New thoughts will emerge, in particular, later on I will expand on this point. God willing, if we find and elect eligible people, this will be influential as we will witness the arrival of new thought in the cycle of the country's decision-making and decision-building. Such individuals will be able to present new solutions to problems of the country and they will give their expert opinion. The issue of the economy is also very important, as I have always stressed. The issue of culture and the issue of developing science, technology and further progress are also very important. But it is elections which provide the basis for all of these. If we benefit from strong, proper and public elections, then in my opinion, all the problems of the country will gradually be resolved. This shows the significance of the elections. Therefore, elections are the most fundamental issue for the country. This fundamental issue should not be undermined with the peripheral matters, various comments and discouraging and disheartening words. Unfortunately, such words are uttered sometimes. Of course, the enemy is active and this is not a recent phenomenon." Well, dear listeners, that was the first of a three-part series about the speech by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, on the importance of parliamentary elections to be held on Friday, 21st of February. Tune in tomorrow for the second part. Until then, goodbye and God bless.